bizarre. So to make a plug, it's just a squeeze, come the trigger. I'm that nigga, the little et moi, I'm getting bigger. Check the art, Noël, va à McGill. Je vois les femmes qui s'habituent, la vie des tombes et le bonde explose. Comme dit tout le monde dans le West Coast, set those, it explose. Yo, quelle est cette chose? Faites four balls each, corals, leave the key, more or keys the cucumbers. Bustin' freestyle, but can you keep in the bell? I'm freezing the skills, yo, you need a...
The Prison Radio Show is a twice-monthly news show on CKUT. The show seeks to confront the invisibility of prisons and prisoner struggles by focusing on the roots of incarceration, policing, and criminalization, and by challenging ideas about what prisons are and who ends up inside. We are dedicated to
what
programming
is
that is directed...
358, Dad.
You gonna put the radio on CKUT?
Sure, Dad.
Na, 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 na. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, stretch you.
Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
United as a nation, blessed from above, strong to have made it this far,
unafraid of the future, surrounded by love.
Proud of who we are. These fields and the hills, beyond recall, they lift us up and never let us fall. We write on the pages of history, legends to
under your blue skies, let the children sing.
This boy won't give it up for the world. Nothing like coming home to the rock, boy, for real.
Come on, let's go.
Gem of the Caribbean Sea, one nothing with me.
I am a pigeon, I'm a pigeon. Yeah,
166 square miles of pure love, pure smile.
I am a pigeon, yeah, a pigeon. Yeah,
gold sand and crystal blue sea.
Jump up and down and sing it.
Come on.
Gem of the Caribbean Sea, one nothing with we.
I am a pigeon, I'm a pigeon.
Yeah, one peaceful love in society. We're one family.
I am a pigeon,
I'm a pigeon. Yeah,
and I'll come over and call do man to the women, look at them says.
I am a pigeon, I'm a pigeon. Yeah,
just festival reggae on the hill. Get your belly.
Up and down and sing it.
Come on.
Gem of the Caribbean Sea, yeah. One nothing with me.
I am a pigeon, I'm a pigeon.
Yeah, land of the cuckoo and flying fish, we national dish.
I am a pigeon, a pigeon.
Yeah, yes, they coming from near and far to be where we are.
I am a pigeon,
pigeon. Yeah, pigeons from London to NYC.
Thank you.
pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal, and the world at large. Sorry about that. Throat was working good until I came on air just like that. Just like that, I'm telling you. How you all doing, Montreal? Welcome, welcome, welcome to beautiful CKUT 90.3 FM. And I will be here with you until 7 o'clock. Several guests will be joining me. And I want to remind you, please, if you're on the Zoom and you're having problems to get into it, the numbers are 847-8425, 87179. And the passcode is 8099. 809936. The printer made a mistake. He had 46, but it's 36 for the passcode, okay? So come and join us, and we will be going on until 7 o'clock. But, yeah, I guess you must be wondering how on earth and why on earth did Stretch end up with the Bajan tribute. Well, that tribute is to somebody that I totally adore, and I have no amount, it's not enough respect I have for this lady, because in my mind she's a Garfield Sobers of the Caribbean where politicians are concerned. So I had to do a little thing by paying tribute to her. And when she made that speech at the United Nations, was it the United Nations? I can't remember. I got so excited because, you know what? I got my Time magazine. And this is Time 100. The world's most influential people. And I said to myself, let's see, because usually there are people in there that I don't know or really care to know. And then I got to the middle page, and there she was, Mia Mottley. I think she's like 5'3" of her, sitting, looking calm, and ever charming. And I said, wow. I'm not hearing anybody talking about her making Time magazine. Time magazine. But, you know, I am glad because when she made that speech, where was it? I had it written down here, but, you know, as usual, I got so, getting up to showtime, I get so, you know, so, And you know, she taught them a lesson. And if you get a chance, go. I'll find it before we leave this segment. We will talk about it as, you know, I'm stuttering like I'm. But you know, I have a friend sitting across from me. I'm gonna drag her up. Gemma, are you there? Your mic is not on. Well, you have to come closer. This is not one of them Zoom where you sit closer, you sit far away and look charming. We're talking, could I? I can't see. Who is that? I can't. Is that Pete? Who is that? I can't see. Right? Who? Oh, she look like Pete a bit. Why am I not hearing you? I need to hear you more. Could you turn up your mic more?
I don't know. It's right up 100%.
It's up 100%?
Yeah. Maybe I'm not talking loud.
Wait. No, you're talking loud. It's me. I'm too busy doing other things. Let me stop this music so I can turn up your mic. Come on, music.
we have on here too? A real Bajan.
Forgive me, folks, I'm trying to, because they're on the same channel, and I'm trying to stop the music so I can hear when they're talking to me. But where is that? Oh, man. Okay, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop it from here. Huh. Shut up. Yes. Yes, where is hello Jewel, where is the who I'm Gemma, where are you? You're hiding? Come on, let's do this. We don't have much time. 20 minutes pass.
Yeah, you can't see me, sir.
I can see you now.
Can you see Judy? No, you can't.
No, Judy's to the side, incognito. yes, so as I was saying about the Prime Minister of Barbados, quickly, your thoughts on that?
Well, as a proud Grenadian, I am very proud of my Auntie Mia.
Mm.
She is something to be reckoned with. For the short time that she's been Prime Minister, she has done a magnificent job getting to be a republic. I'm so proud of her. Like, women rule.
Woman.
She really rocks.
Oh, you're sexist. But no, I think this woman is totally qualified for everything. The first time I saw her in somewhere in Barbados giving a little speech here, I said, wow. Reminded me so much of my favorite politician that I love so much in Jamaica, Mr. Michael Manley, and her presentation was beautiful. You know, she used her words magnificently that captured my imagination. And then when I saw her at the COP 26 in Glasgow, teaching all these so-called world leaders, and people, go get the Time magazine just for this little article here. And I'm going to hold it up to the camera, if you can see me. Let me see if I can hold it up. Can you?
Oh, yes.
Yes. You see her? Seen her? Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm telling you. Yes. Beautiful. And
so
she
stately.
Yeah, yes. Very stately. And she when she was finished telling them what the World Bank and the International Monetary Funds Development Committee, she reminded the world finance gurus that the level of countries' per capita income may not always be the best measure of its wealth. They said, wow, Guan Rasta. The Jamaican in me came out. Yes. You know, I'm telling you, you need to read this, folks. If you, this is the Garfield Sobers of the Caribbean right now, and she gets there and she uses that cricket pitch. So that's my little theme and my little thank you to her. And I hope when she gets to Montreal, I get a chance to talk with her, because I certainly enjoy talking about her, for sure. The first time I saw her, I say, yeah, that's a winner. Her father was a big politician too, you know.
Oh, really?
Mr. Motley, yes.
Joel is a good friend, too.
Yes?
That's my baby.
Well, you have to work out something so I can...
I hope so. I keep going through the brother, but she is so busy. Oh, my Lord. That woman, she's all over the place. It's so hard to track her down.
Well, you know, that's how it is. It's a political life.
Yeah, they grew up in my, well, her her father and her uncle, they grew up in my neighborhood. Okay. And the grandfather, Elliot Dighton Motley, he was a big politician too. He was a mayor, and he would have run a soup kitchen in the park and everything for the homeless. He made sure that anyone in Barbados that didn't have school clothes, he made sure he gave them a voucher to go and buy school clothes,
mm-hmm.
and school shoes and socks and books and whatnot if you're too poor to. He made sure that everybody had an education in Barbados. Every child yep. must have an education and must have something to eat, lunch, everything. He provided all that. He was a very good man.
You know, I remember the first time I passed through Barbados many moons ago. And I remembered we stopped at a school. I can't remember exactly where. And I was totally impressed. I said to myself, well, this must be the armed forces of kids, because they were all in there. At the time, Mr. Motley was, the president then. And everybody was uniformed. The British
yes.
system
oh
there was
God.
Very
real
strong.
The pleats and the different colors.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
You know? But anyhow, I am so glad that they have recognized her in the Time
yes,
magazine
yes.
because to be recognized in Time, 100.
Well, you got to be good.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You got to be great.
You know, believe you me, I wish they had put her on the front. But she's in the middle page, folks. And when
yes,
you make the middle
yes.
page, it's
That's
almost
good.
As important as the...
As the front page.
As the front page.
Yeah.
All right, coming up.
Stretch. Before we move on, I also want to recognize someone in Barbados that passed away recently, Joe Tudor III.
Mm-hmm.
You remember there was a show in Barbados with Auntie Olga and Joe Tudor, the comedian?
I read about it. I heard about it, yes.
Okay, so that is his son.
Oh.
He continued the comical part of like his dad,
mm-hmm.
and then he was also the biggest car seller in Barbados for BMWs.
Oh boy, nice!
And then eventually he turned to be a minister. So he passed away this last week. So that's something I wanted to mention because he is one of Barbados's icons.
Right, my condolences.
So that's why
I mentioned him to the family and all that. All right.
Thank you.
We're gonna wrap up this segment here because
okay.
coming up, Rupi, get off. And that's my friend Rupi. You know, I can't treat him very bad. I gotta wrap up this by filling out this song for Mrs. Shelito from Ottawa. She asked me. It's all about getting along together. And then coming up, I have a charmer, because you know, what can I say? If we hold on together, somebody just sent me a thing here. If I know that Peter Gaskin, Peter Gaskin, Joe Trudeau was Peter Gaskin's father. I really don't know what's that all about. Ah, there she is. All right. I have to play some commercials, my dear, and I am trying to reach to this song. So I can keep my promises. Here it is, Diana Ross. Give me a few minutes, my dear, and let's Miss Shelito all the way in beautiful Ottawa Valley.
Don't lose your
this is Dion.
With each passing
Supremes.
Don't throw it away. Let it be.
One of the most beautiful songs ever sung by a human being. And what the young man, he is a former drummer with me in the band. And there was a guy in the band by the name of Peter Gaskin. And Jewel just brought up the gentleman that died. Peter was a son of his brother, which is Drew Trudeau. And it's a long story, but I finally got it out. But at the end of the day, there's always a charmer sitting looking so beautiful and ready to tell us all about how she came about to start the seniors with a swag. Far from looking like a senior, but what do I know? Hello, Sophia Bishop. Welcome to CKUT.
Hello, hello, hello. It's a pleasure to be here. And thank you for that song. What a wonderful way to just set the tone. Absolutely
yes.
Beautiful.
Yes. Beautiful song. It's peaceful. I at times I'm sitting here and I just put it on, you know. It's two versions. But anyway, now I am so curious that when I saw and heard about this thing, I say, seniors with a swag. Explain to this young boy what is a senior with a swag.
Senior with swag. Senior with swag is about seniors who have, as the acronym stands for, style, wisdom, attitude, and grace. Seniors with swag. And, you know, I came up with that because of Mama, my grandmother, who raised me. My favorite person in the whole wide world. She's been gone now for over 30 years, physically gone. But she lives with me.
Yes.
She's inside of me. She's in my head. She's with me with the decisions I make, the things that I think about. And those are the attributes that she embodied. Mm-hmm. So for me, what I wanted to do was to create a program that would provide the support, the products and the programs that would celebrate seniors and their swag. And it's about changing the attitudes I know that many people have in society when they think of seniors. And it's something I think we're all guilty of because we're socialized into a particular way of thinking about the aging process. So we're not embracing it. We're not celebrating it. Instead, we tend to, I don't want to tell you how old I am. You know, somebody yesterday speaking with some young people, they spoke about the person who was ancient. It's as though we get to a certain age or as we're getting older, we lose our sense of purpose or usefulness in society. And I wanted to change that and have it embody what I think of when I think of aging or older people, which is Mama in her style and her wisdom and her attitude. Right. And her grace.
Right. Because, you know, I'm listening to you there and I'm hearing, is this a North American thing? Because, you know, growing up with a grandma or a anybody elderly in your home, they are carrying the swag. You know, whatever they say goes. So I don't know if it's here in North America that these kids want to. Is it disrespect that they think?
You know what? It is, to a large extent, a North American way of seeing it. It's our culture, because certainly growing up, I grew up in Jamaica, mm-hmm. and with Mama, and in our culture, you defer to age. You know that there is wisdom and there is respect that comes with that. You know, you respect your elders. Mm-hmm. There's a certain way you talk to them. There's a certain way you don't talk to them.
Exactly.
There's a way that you behave in their presence.
Yes.
And just because, you know, here we talk about, well, it has to have been earned, et cetera. It just has to be. I speak to you this way because you're my mother, because you're my father, because mm-hmm. you're my grandmother. Mm-hmm. So a large extent, yes, it is very much a North American way of seeing and being, because we have a thing about aging, right?
Right.
We don't want to do it, and we will go to great lengths to pretend that we're not the age that we are. So we have a thriving cosmetic industry, right?
Right,
we spend
right.
billions because we want to be, you know, not have any wrinkles. And we talk about anti-aging. So yes, in many ways, what I am describing is a part of, you know, this culture, which is my culture. I've spent most of my life, you know, as a Canadian,
right.
and it's a country that I love.
Right.
And because of that love, I can call it out for the things that we're not really doing that well either.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that we treat and the way that we view people who are older is a major part of that. So for me, the mission is to try and change that in whatever way I can, through conversations mostly, where we can look first at our self-talk, things we're saying to ourselves, and then things we're saying to each other.
Mm, very well said. Before I continue, you have to tell me what part of Jamaica your family is from and you.
Okay, so I was born in Anata Bay, St. Mary.
Beautiful area.
Yes, yes. And then I lived in Kingston for a bit, and then in Portland, Hard Hill.
Kingston, not so beautiful, man.
No.
I went.
You're going to be getting a whole lot of people.
I went to elementary school there, Calabar and Calabar High. So
yeah,
I never was a fan of Kingston, but you call two beautiful places, Anata Bay and in Portland. Beautiful parishes. Anyway, back to the story. Where was I? Believe you me, I got so fascinated listening to you a while ago. Yes, elderly, the hardest slap I've ever gotten in my life was from one of my mother's best friend, because she claimed I was outside cursing bad words.
Were you?
In those days, I don't know if it was bad, but you know, you're saying the RC and what have you. I came in and without a question, not even acknowledge that she's standing behind the door. Because what happened, my friend had stolen some marbles from me. So I cursed his mother, his father, his donkeys, his goats, everybody coming up the yard. And she heard me coming up the hill. And she slapped me. From that, I always had manners where elderly people are concerned.
And, you know, you touch on a point there, right? Because I know growing up back home, it's the whole idea of it takes a village.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to know the person.
No.
Any adult could basically reprimand you. They could scold you. They could say, don't do this or you behave that way. And heaven forbid you misbehave before you can get home. That news is reaching home.
Mm-hmm. Right? Of course. So, they had no telephones, but the news would be there before you. You know, but
so it took a village, beautiful culture. It took a village. It takes a village. I do believe that. And so we had many parents and many people looking out for a sister, this uncle, that cousin, that. And yes, no, it's a wonderful way to be. And I'm glad and appreciative of the opportunity I got to be steeped in that culture and to have that particular outlook on life and my elders.
Yes, I love that word, steeped. Because I myself was steeped in a lot of things that today I look back at, and I say thank you. In my own way, I say thank you to these people. So, you know, we're talking about the elders and all that. But one question I want to ask you, can anyone attend the event? Because even if they're not seniors?
Absolutely, and we welcome them. Because the whole idea of the evening, we talk about seniors with swag, but it's to basically bring attention to everyone about the seniors with swag that we have in our presence, and also for some of that wisdom to be passed on and for us to hear their perspective and thoughts on different things. So the evening is not just for seniors with swag. So we're inviting you, you know, bring along your favorite younger person, you know, have them join you, have them come out and be in the presence of many seniors and see some of the stereotypes and, you know, assumptions that we make about seniors, that we're going to buck that whole trend and say, here we are, you know, here are seniors in their glory, and we're here to learn from each other and to socialize and be entertained. So please, absolutely bring Great. Others that are in the other Great. Generation as well.
You know, I'm you're talking there, and I remembered my friend sent me this this thing on Facebook where this 92-year-old Jamaican guy is dancing. And I All can't right. believe him. Tall, All right. slim, debonair in his suit. And I said to myself, boy, if I could look like that in any point of my life, I'd be happy. So he has a swag.
He has a swag.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. Now, I was leafing through the press release. Tell me a little bit about the elevated conversations. I'm going to ask you them one by one. The elevated conversation.
So elevated conversations mean that we're looking at the ordinary things in an extraordinary way. Mm-hmm. It's about getting back to the art of truly speaking with someone, listening, and exchanging your ideas and your opinions in a way that's critical. And by critical, I mean not just superficial at, you know, at the top and just accepting it because you heard somebody else say it.
Right.
It's about truly thinking about our positions on things, where they come from, why we have that particular belief, and to challenge ourselves and to challenge each other. So there are many times, especially now, we are inundated with so much information, right? We have a lot of information, but it doesn't mean that we're necessarily more knowledgeable, mm-hmm. right? And it's about, what do you really think about? Because many of us, you know, it's just a trivial and mundane. So for me, it's, let's stop. Let's look at some issues in our lives. Let's take a moment and just ask ourselves, where do I stand on that? What do I believe about that? Do I want to continue believing that? Why do I believe that? And the conversations, which again takes me back to mama, because, like, you know, we grew up in an oral tradition. And mm-hmm. the lessons that were imparted to me were through conversations. Right? I had the parables, every mickle makes a muckle. You know, I mean, there's a story to talk about honesty and, you know, and why you mustn't cheat and why you mustn't lie. And we talked about religion. And so for me, I understand and admire the power of words. And so an elevated conversation is for us to zero in on those words and to really connect with each other and look at some of the things that we take for granted or perhaps don't even think about. We want to spend some time in each other's company, delving into some of those issues that makes us who we are as a people, that makes us who we are as a society, as a community, and just, you know, elevate the talk.
Beautiful. Ah, man, you make me want to go. I'm telling you.
Hi, Gemma.
What? Oh, I was just wondering, where did you disappear to? Okay, so that's a elevated conversation. And those of you who are who can't get on to the swag and you're listening on the radio, we had a problem there with the printer. It's 809-936 instead of 4. So if you go on your thing, you'll see that. Tell me a little bit about the research. What does the research tells us about that was conducted at McMaster University? See a part there that I really am interested in, something including people with dementia.
Yeah, so the research shows that having conversations, engaging verbally, being social with people actually helps us with dementia. It helps to slow it. It helps to keep our mental faculties sharp. Mm-hmm. So human beings were meant to be communal. That's our wiring. And if we've forgotten about that, we just have to look at what happened with COVID when we were isolated.
Yes.
Right? We're meant to be connecting. A lot of us now, yes, we spend a lot of our time on screens, you know, staring at this thing and not really connecting in the way that we used to. But the research is showing that that connection matters to us. So if we're going to be engaging in conversations, if we're going to be doing things where we're using the brain and we're thinking, we're reflecting on things, we're writing things down, that it actually helps with the slowing of dementia. And then there's also the other part of that where we talk about reflecting on things and writing it down. The tools that are there for us that's helping us with memory loss to slow that and to also aid us to say, okay, what do I need to put in place to help me? You know, I'm not remembering the way that I used to, for example. What can I do to help me, you know, in my day-to-day life so that I can still have the best quality of life possible? So talking isn't just about talking. Engaging in an elevated conversation, engaging in thinking about things, it's actually great medicine for us. So let us not take it for granted, and let us be very deliberate about seeking out opportunities to actually have those conversations and to be thinking and sharing those thoughts.
Wow. Who made you? My Lord. I'm so totally. Anyway, but wow. I thank you, Gemma, for giving me this interview because I am learning. Learning, and this is the whole idea of this thing here. Sophia, I notice this is approximately 7 hours. Don't go too far, Gemma. I want to talk with you. I notice this is approximately 7 hours long, from 1 to 8 p.m. What will the 7 hours entail?
Well, the 7 hours has about 3 or 4 of my favorite things. We're going to be talking, of course, the elevated conversation. We're going to be enjoying a delicious meal. Mm-hmm. We are going to have a fine fashion show where people can show their swag. So you're going to be seeing the accessories and our, you know, international designer who's going to be showing us how we can wrap ourselves in just things that will make us feel so elevated. We're going to be doing an award presentation as well to seniors with SWAG, those who have been outstanding in the community and have contributed, and it's our way of saying thank you and recognizing them. And we're also going to be giving a moment and recognizing those that we have lost recently due to COVID. And, you know, other things as well. I mean, we come from a tradition, again, I'm talking about Jamaica, I'm talking about our, you know, African heritage, where we honor our ancestors. So the idea of gathering and paying homage to them and remembering how we got here and whose shoulders we've been standing on, it's a part of who we are and what we do. So in the event that we're having with our seniors with SWAG, that is going to be a part of what we're doing. We're going to be taking a moment and we're going to be thinking of them. We're going to be remembering them. We're going to be honoring them. And then we're going to be having some music. Mm-hmm. We're going to be dancing. There's going to be entertainment in the Skipper Dean. So it's an evening of celebration, of motivation, of education, and of course, of elevation. So it's a whole lot of goodness packed into one afternoon stretching into the early evening.
Nice. In case you're just joining us, we're speaking to Sophia Bishop, and she's telling us what, if you just joined us, go back on the thing there at the station and listen to what she has to say. Very constructive. On June the 11th, 2022, Montreal seniors will enjoy an afternoon of delicious gourmet teas, conversations, fashion show, entertainment, and dancing. Hosted by Playmass Montreal Cultural Association, seniors with swag. I want to see the swag. We'll make its event at Dawson College, 3040 Sherbrooke Street West, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Wow. And you just heard Sophia, what she said.
And there's one other part which I want to mention, and you said it.
Please go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, please. No, that's fine. We have delicious tea that will be joining us, you know, accompanying the conversation. And no, I don't. Are you a tea drinker? Do you drink tea?
Yes, I'm from a British background. I'll sample a tea now and again. Yes.
Okay. So you have to sample our tea because it's going to go beyond sampling. Right? You're going to be wanting more. The teas are absolutely delicious. So we're going to be featuring the Caribbean Cool, which is, you know, some orange mixed with some pineapple. And yes, you're going to just want more of that, right? Fantastic beverage. And of course, it's tradition. And again, going back to Mama, conversations over tea. Right? Mm-hmm. You talk about your background, right? It's so communal. So join us. We're going to be sipping some tea. We're going to be having wine as well for the wine drinkers among us and with the delicious food and beverages. So it's going to be quite the event, quite an enriched evening.
You know, you see me looking, I have the phone in my hand looking at it like a teenager. There is a gentleman from Toronto, Sydney Brown. He says, we need a branch of what she is about here in Toronto, Brampton, where I live, to be specific.
She actually lives in Toronto.
Yes, I do.
We're importing her here to Montreal.
Right? Very interesting conversation and work this lady is involved in. I love what I'm hearing from her. You see what I'm telling you? So therefore, I don't know with the Toronto side of it, but we're going to keep you here. You're not going back to Toronto.
Yes. Well, you know what? I'm actually from the Toronto area. I live in Whitby. So I am a part of the GTA. And my dear Gemma, yes, it's my privilege and honor because she is, when you talk about our elders and people that, you know, we have to just respect and be so grateful to and appreciative of. Gemma is one of those. And as her name says, she's a true gem. So Gemma is doing this in Montreal, you know, for her community and as always seeking out what will really serve her community well. And I thank her for that. But we will be doing our version of this as well in the GTA. So please,
well, you'll have to let me know because I have like three different texts from different people in Toronto. Toronto always, you know, let me just talk like a patois for a minute. Excuse me. Toronto always want tea for we people, you know. The woman live at Toronto and I want her. Now she come here and I want tea. No, let's speak Canadian. I get mad. Sydney, you can't get her. No, I'm only joking. We will share like we've been doing. Just now, don't worry. They have a bill passing here called 96. All of us coming into Toronto, so don't worry. Anyway,
conversation to be had.
Yes, I have 5 minutes to go. Gemma, do you talk to Sophia a little bit? Let me hear what the conversation would be between both of you.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. We talk every day and we talk about so many things. Some things I cannot share on air, but anyway.
No, well, share what you can on air. I'm just curious. I want to be the fly on the wall.
Well, Sophia and I, we talk a lot about teas. You know, I do a taste of tea here in Montreal.
Right.
And she introduced me to a tea line, which is called Gems Tea. And you'll be sampling Gems Tea at the event on June the 11th. So Sophia is really good. She's very innovative. She has the best words, as you just noticed.
Oh, yes.
And she's so motivational. And there's going to be another event that I'm going to be doing with her, which is called Intergenerational Connection, where we're trying to get the young people to converse with the seniors, either by phone or by Zoom or by visit. So that's something that we always talk about.
That is beautiful.
Because I'm a senior. And she is going to be a
senior soon.
Yes.
So, you know, that's a generation I think that we forget. A lot of them are lonely. They're in seniors' homes. They don't have somebody to talk with. And as she says, you know, with dementia and everything, if you have somebody to talk and you have conversation going, then, you know, it's a win-win. So we're trying to get the young people to match them with the elders to have a good conversation. So we talk a lot about that, and we talk about drinking teas, and we have something called Tea Talk, where we sit and we drink tea and on Zoom and we chat because she's in Toronto and I'm here. So
tea
we
talk.
Do that all the time. We do Tea Talk.
Okay. Oh, God, you shouldn't have said that to me. Now I'm going to say, how are you, Mrs. Tea Talk? That is very interesting.
One day, a stretch, we'll do Tea Talk with you.
Not with me. What is Tea Talk? You know, funny enough, I grew up in an environment where on Sundays, my mother and her friends would sit in the veranda and they would all have their tea with the pinky sticking out and they'd be talking people's business. And the moment you as a kid walk up, they would shut up. Everybody would get silent because they don't want you to hear what they're saying. So I guess that's a tea talk. They didn't have
actually,
Zoom those days.
I have a picture of you, Stretch, at my taste of tea with a cup of tea and your pinky sticking out.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to post that on
Facebook. My Lord. All habits never die.
There. You've been at the tea party.
Yes, I was. It was nice. I enjoyed it. You see, all you young people watching this and you want to be on radio, be careful who you get with you, okay? They'll talk out your business. No, it's okay. It's all good. This is what it's all about, laughter. But I have a message here for Sophia before I forget.
Before I forget, I just want to mention that Jewel is on with us and she's going to be one of the models for the seniors with swag. Yes, so I just wanted to mention that.
Yes, well, that's good. Sophia, whatever Texas says from the Toronto, I need the phone number of their organization in Toronto. So you're starting something here now.
Okay, so I will share the number.
Yeah, well,
with you so that you can have it out. So they can actually connect if they go to Playmass Montreal.
Yes.
They'll get the information about the event that we're having and what Playmass is all about and doing, and also on Eventbrite. And they can reach out and we can send them the information as well for seniors with swag.
Right.
I would love to connect and to speak further about what it is that we're doing and to get everyone on board, because it really is us trying to have a movement going where we honor and celebrate our seniors with swag.
Good. Once again, Gemma, before we leave, tell us exactly where this thing is taking place.
Yes, it's taking place at Dawson College, 3040 Sherbrooke Street West, right at the corner of Atwater and Sherbrooke.
The date?
It's going to start at 1 p.m. We sign in, register and everything till 8 o'clock when we stagger out of there drinking some wine and, you know, feeling good
and
about
what's in the tea
and drinking tea and having some elevated conversation.
Yeah.
And Skipper Dean,
yes,
is going to be performing all our Motown hits.
Yep.
And Sheldon Kagan.
Oh, the veteran.
Will be playing the music.
Ah, sounds good, man.
Yes, so it's going to be fine. It's going to be really wonderful. The fashion show is going to be fantastic with a designer, international designer, originally from Haiti.
Ah.
She's going to be doing the clothes. So it's going to be, you know,
and
it's
the date
be really elevated.
The date? Pardon me? The date?
The date is Saturday, June the 11th, which is next Saturday. Now, you have to go on eventbrite.com
mm-hmm.
to get your tickets, and you put in Seniors with Swag, and you can buy your tickets. And tickets are going to be available up till Wednesday, because we've got to let the caterers know exactly how many. We've got fish, chicken, and vegetarian. So
and
we've
a jerk
got
pork.
Everything
and
covered.
And a jerk pork.
No Not at this one. The next time.
No, I only ask, but I don't really eat it, you know.
You have the salmon.
Okay,
stretch.
Salmon, okay.
You might have to jerk the chicken.
Anyway, ladies, I have to go because we have to be on time, and I would just like to say, Sophia, it was a pleasure meeting you on Zoom. And
thank you.
Joel, we're looking for you in your modeling outfit. And, of course, Gemma, as usual, working hard to make things work in this city. So I thank you. Somebody want to know how she get picture with your pinky finger sticking out. You're not afraid you're getting in trouble. Oh, my God.
I really have to post that picture.
So, ladies, I thank you. Sophia, anytime you want to talk to us here in Montreal, feel free to tell Gemma to get me a tea talk. It's tea talk, it's called?
Yes.
All right.
And I'll take you up on that. Yes, you'll be hearing from us soon. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.